The Chapel Hill community is awaiting more fallout from the fatal crash in January that killed UNC sophomore Mary Rotunda. 10 people are facing a variety of charges related to underage drinking. One of those is UNC sophomore linebacker Malachi Hamrick. CBS 17 reporting that yesterday a judge gave him 12 months of unsupervised probation and 48 hours of community service at the charity of his choice for charges stemming from the investigation into that accident. The judge said he must also undergo a substance abuse assessment and treatment. The whole incident and ensuing investigation has placed extra scrutiny around the issue of underage drinking. A 2022 National Institute of Health study found that 5.8 million people younger than 21 said they drank more than a few sips of alcohol within a month of taking the survey. And Carolina Connection found many underage UNC students have put in some work into figuring out how and where they can get away with drinking. Here's Noah Powell with the report.
This UNC student's ID is from Maryland, but he's only been there one time. It looks totally legit. Barcode on the back, picture on the front, real name, fake birthday.
I'm almost 21, and so for the longest time, I was like, oh, I'll just wait it out. And then a few of my friends started getting fakes, and they were just going to do a bulk order. So they were like, hey, if you want to tack on, you're welcome to. And I thought about it for a bit and decided, yeah, what the hell.
We agreed to withhold the student's name for this story because owning a fake ID is illegal.
If a lot of my friends are going to be going to like bars and whatever and having fun, basically just being 21 a year before they actually turn 21, then I don't want to miss out on that.
For a lot of students, the idea of being 21 a bit early is pretty enticing. But what is involved in getting a fake ID? The student was part of a friend's online bulk order. They uploaded their names and photos and paid $50 per person. But then how did they pick the state?
They normally try to keep it from the East Coast because it's more believable, so the surrounding area. The one thing that they never do is North Carolina because everyone knows how to spot a North Carolina license because it's what they're most used to dealing with.
The student says most people in Chapel Hill accept the fake ID, and sometimes he's not even asked for an ID at all. He says that's happened at Tar Heel Station, a convenience store on East Franklin Street downtown. If a business sells alcohol without even asking for an ID, that can be especially problematic. Tar Heel Station manager Jennifer Woodall says the store was cited by alcohol law enforcement a few months ago.
In the past, yes, there have been issues with no carding. Since I've been there, I've been making sure anybody that's new that comes in, they get told to card. I actually made that mistake, and I'm willing to admit it. Right before Christmas, some of our students were gone, some of them were still here, but the cops were testing. And they brought in a kid that looked exactly like one of my customers. I mean, to a T doppelganger, could have been his twin. So I've carded this kid 1,000 times. The one time I didn't card him, he was 17. Now, I don't care. If you don't have your ID, you're not getting anything. Because I made that mistake once, it's not gonna happen again.
After the fatal accident, an ALE investigation found two underage students, including the victim, Mary Rotunda, were served alcohol at two Franklin Street businesses. They were Still Life and Might As Well, colloquially known as MA. The state ABC commission will determine their punishments, which may include revoking their liquor licenses. The UNC student with the fake ID says news of the ALE investigation has changed his behavior.
I mean, MA and Still are like staples of Chapel Hill, especially for people with fakes. MA is notorious for being just the bar that takes fakes. So when all that came out, everyone that I knew with a fake or that like goes to MA is very apprehensive about going. Me personally, I'm not going back.
We reached out to the management of Still Life and Might As Well by email, and we also visited them to ask for their response. Neither was willing to comment. The legal consequences of underage drinking aren't the only risk. The National Institute of Health says that the younger a person starts drinking, the higher their likelihood of alcoholism. Alcohol also can affect brain development, which continues into a person's 20s. Samantha Liu is the director of the Chapel Hill Campus and Community Coalition, focused on underage and excessive drinking.
This tragic collision highlights the wide-ranging impact of high-risk alcohol use and the many points along the way where there could have been intervention. Underage drinking is potentially dangerous to the person who's underage drinking, as well as the people and community around them.
The ALE says their investigation is ongoing. 10 people, including 6 UNC students, are facing charges related to the accident. Two of the students are Still Life employees accused of providing alcohol to underage people. In Chapel Hill, I'm Noah Powell.
Carolina Connection is a student-produced radio newscast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. You can hear their full programs on Saturday mornings at 8:30 right here on 97.9 The Hill through the spring semester, but they are off this weekend for the Easter holiday. Turning to some politics news, President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris dropped by Raleigh on Tuesday for an event publicizing their healthcare agenda and accomplishments before the pair went to a local fundraising event in the evening. North Carolina represents a shining example to the Biden administration on their healthcare effort. While much of his comments on Tuesday were dedicated to the ongoing effects and success from the Affordable Care Act, President Biden pointed to his American Rescue Plan recovery measures as the incentive for North Carolina to expand Medicaid coverage last year. Because of that, enrollment numbers are on the rise. Here are some of Biden's comments from the John Chavis Memorial Park in Raleigh.
80% of the folks on the ACA plan can get a plan for $10 a month. $10 a month. 21 million people covered under ACA, a 75% increase just since Kamala and I came to office. And that includes over 1 million folks right here in North Carolina. And on top of that, more Americans have health care today than under any other president. And it's saving American taxpayers money. It saves money. They talk about what we're spending. It saves the taxpayers money. It's cheaper to pay for preventative mammogram than it is to treat a cancer. And today, 100 million Americans can no longer be denied health insurance because of pre-existing conditions, whether you get your insurance through ACA or not. Nearly 25 million low-income adults have gained Medicaid coverage because of ACA, including, as I said, 400,000 right here in North Carolina because of Roy Cooper.
President Joe Biden there in Raleigh this week, touting his administration's health care achievements. Biden's been trailing Donald Trump in the polls over the last few months, but a new national survey from Public Policy Polling shows Biden up 1 point, 46-45, with left-leaning younger voters making up most of that undecided 9%. That's a signal that Biden's chances could be improving. PPP Director Tom Jensen explains why that might be.
Voters now simply know that it is a choice between him and Donald Trump. Somebody else isn't miraculously going to win the Republican nomination. Somebody else isn't miraculously going to win the Democratic nomination. So even though voters in aggregate don't like either of these candidates, they know this is the choice it's going to be. And I think that some people, maybe especially sort of on the more moderate Republican side, who hoped their party was going to take a different direction than Donald Trump, are sort of coming around to, well, I may not want to vote for Joe Biden again, but I guess I might have to do that.
Tom Jensen speaking there. You can find the full conversation in the This Morning with Aaron Keck section of our website, chapelboro.com. Turning to some local business news now, McKay's Greensboro, a popular high-volume used book and media store, has announced that it is relocating to a new building in Mebane, and it's happening pretty soon. They're set to open April 19th at 9 a.m., and this comes courtesy of the News of Orange. Down in Pittsboro, we got some small business news as well, as Doherty's Irish Pub is now open. That's located at SoCo in the historic downtown of Pittsboro. Time now to talk sports, and we'll start sports by talking basketball because we've got NCAA tournament action tomorrow, gearing up for weekend two of the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, we learned that R.J. Davis is one of the four finalists for the Naismith Award that goes to men's college basketball's Player of the Year, so that's cherry on top of an ongoing pretty great season. Tomorrow is Sweet 16 game day for the UNC men's basketball team. They'll be in Los Angeles as the number one seed, taking on number four seed Alabama. Carolina's aspirations for the season, of course, extend beyond the Sweet 16, but the team actually already hit a season milestone by virtue of its wins in Charlotte last week. Head coach Hubert Davis explained on his radio show Monday night.
At the beginning of the year, I said, our goal is, one of our goals is, I said, we got to get to at least 100 practices. And so the new guys are like, what's the deal with 100 practices? Well, 100 practices means you get at least past the Sweet 16. And so all year, what practice is it? Coach, it's 67. What practice? And so last week, it was at 96. And I was like, okay, this is our last practice here. Okay, for us to get to 100, we're going to have to win the Charlotte Invitational. Mm-hmm. And so we want to have another practice at home. So we had practice this morning, and Armando, the first thing he said is, Coach, tell the team what practice this is. And it was practice 100. And so we were like, okay, that means we're going to the Sweet 16. And he was like, let's keep going. Let's keep going. And I was like, that's awesome. And so it's something that we've been talking about all year. The guys have just keeping track of how many practices and understanding what 100 means is that it puts yourself in a position to advance in the NCAA tournament.
UNC men's basketball head coach Hubert Davis speaking there. You can find more coverage of the NCAA tournament on our sports page at chapelboro.com. Looking to the women's side of things, UNC's Deja Kelly is one of 10 regional finalists for All-American honors from the Women's Basketball Coaches Association. And Paulina Paris will be leaving UNC through the transfer portal. She did miss the second half of this year with an injury. Got other sports in action as well. The Diamond Heels stay hot with yet another home win. Got this one 10-5 over NC A&T. Parks Harbor with two homers to lead the way. Matthew Mathias also got his 10th win, and that actually leads the country at the moment, so big congrats to him. Also worth noting, that is the 24th consecutive home win for the Diamond Heels. They'll be back in action this weekend. They'll be on the road at Wake Forest starting on Friday. Looking elsewhere in sports, men's golf finished 8th out of 16 teams at the Valspar Collegiate in Florida. Austin Greaser did finish 5th individually. And more honors for UNC superstar diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño. She was just named Women's Diver of the Year by the College Swimming and Diving Coaches Association. And head coach Yadel Gamboa named Coach of the Year for the second year in a row.